There are other ways to webcast. Obviously, you can use your computer. You can use your phone. But if you wanted to be completely mobile and use something like this, you know, this is your typical DSLR. If you wanted to use something like this, which has a nice big lens on it, and, you know, you can get very good picture quality. Or if you wanted to use something like this, a little bit more of a video camera. But if you wanted to use cameras like this and you still want it to be mobile, like you didn't want to have to hook it up to your computer, for example, that's where a device like this becomes very handy. Live View Solo. There it is right there. And you're welcome to look it up. We did a lot of research on devices like this. There's a ton of them out there. Teradek makes a device, a very good device. There's a new one that's come out, which is pretty impressive looking, called the YOLO Box, which actually looks really, really good. And again, the benefit of a box like this versus your phone is that it'll allow you to hook up to a camera, like a DSLR or a video camera of some sort, and stream out from a camera without going to a computer. So I thought I'd go ahead and give you a quick demonstration of this. And the reason why I like this device in particular is because it has support for... Let me see if I can switch my camera. And this is HDMI, and this is an SDI. HDMI is going to be a lot more common, obviously. But SDI supports pro video cameras that have SDI coming out of them. It's a better connection. It's more secure. It goes a lot further than HDMI ever does. It also has this micro SD slot where you can record on the device itself. And it has a USB. It has a USB on that side, and it actually has a USB on this side. And the reason why there's a USB on both sides is because this particular box supports USB modems that you can plug straight into it. And it can be configured in like two of them in a way where if you needed to bond them, bonding your USB modem simply means that it will combine them so that you get, number one, more bandwidth, but number two, you get redundancy. So if you have a problem with one carrier, the connection stays alive. But there's your Ethernet there, and there's your power. It has a small screen on the back. This is the screen. In fact, I'll turn it on. So there's your small screen on the back with a control to be able to control it. You can use the little screen with the knobs here to find the available Wi-Fi hotspots and type in the password and connect. So we'll wait for this to fire up. There it is. It's actually connected to my Wi-Fi here where we are, and you can see that by going into interfaces. You tap on that. You can't read it, but it's there. You can select a network and so on and so forth. And once you get this connected to the Wi-Fi, the way you actually set it up is via a web browser. This is the website for that Live View Solo box. And this is how you set things up. You go in, you log in. So I'm already logged in. It knows that this is the device. And you set up your destination using the web browser. I already set one up here, but I'll go ahead and remove that and set it up again so you can see how this works. Want to set up a new destination, you just tap on this plus button. For Sermon Audio, you just would use a generic RTMP. And if you tap on that, this is where you set up your destination. And this is where you would go to the webcast manager on Sermon Audio. So this is the webcast manager. This is for our Classics account. Let's go ahead and copy the stream key, put that here. Go and copy the webcast server URL, put that here. We don't have a secondary. And destination name, you can call it whatever you like. By the way, this name shows up on the little device so you know who you're streaming out to. And then your profile. Usually just recommend either 720p or 1080p, 30 frames per second. That would be this year. And then we would actually go and change some advanced settings. So we'll go ahead and change this to 1080. We'll go ahead and change this to, say, 1500. Especially if you're going over mobile, you don't want this to be too high. I mean, even 1000 will be fine. Your frame rate, you want it to be 30 frames. You hit submit, and it's set up. There's your destination, and that's how simple it is. And then when you go back to your device, you can see that it says SA MISC there. Right there. Now, it's not pushing out just yet, but if I press on this button here, it'll start streaming. Nothing's connected to it, so I'll go ahead and connect the camera to it. But you'll also notice here that it's got a little battery indicator. There's a battery built into this. You can plug it in if it's going to be longer, but the battery we've tested seems to last about 2 hours. So here's my camera. Here's this, so you can see this, and we have to connect this to there. And I happen to have a short SDI cable, which is right here. The ends of it just look like that. And this plugs into the camera here. And the thing I like about these SDI connectors is that it actually twists and locks. So there's no chance of this pulling out accidentally. The other end I will plug into here. And now you should be able to see the image on that screen so you have an idea of what's about to be sent out. The webcast or push the webcast here button, and then we'll see what happens. It says it's streaming. And on this page, it says it's streaming. So you can see it says streaming. And you can actually hit stop, or you can hit stop on the device. But if you go to the web page, you will see that it's streaming. One other thing I'll mention, which might be of interest, you may be wondering how this all stays together. It's all just sort of flopping around. Well, they actually have a little bracket, and it sits into the cold shoe mount on the camera, and then this sits on top like this. And so, just sits like this, and you tighten it, and then this slides into one of these guys right here. Just slides right into there, so that it's completely all in one. And again, it works with a DSLR as well as a video camera. It's a very, very elegant solution. I like it. I like it a lot. It's all battery powered, so the camera's battery powered. This is battery powered. And if you wanted to keep a copy of it, you can either use the SD card that's built into this, or you can record straight on the camcorder. The camcorder itself will record, obviously. So there's a lot of options there. And this can just sit on the tripod, and you're good to go.